As I mentioned, it's the Catholic Daughters' 70th anniversary today, and I want to honor and thank them not only because they feed me once a month on Tuesday nights, which I don't know if I've never put money in the basket. I hope that's okay, that was what it, but also just for all the work, for all the service that you've given here in our parish for so many years. I actually took their motto. The motto of the Catholic Daughters is unity and charity. And I thought that actually fit really well with our readings today. So I want to talk about that today. First of all, unity. My mom loves nothing more than having all of the family around the table. If there was a heaven for my mom, that's what it would be. And I see mothers being like, yup, like that. She just loves that, right? There's a unity that's written into a woman's heart. In fact, last year, Father Brendan gave us a presentation. He said, woman was created to bring unity to the garden. It's in her heart, it's her soul, right? The church in the Bible and tradition is called our mother. It's Mother Church. And Mother Church loves nothing more than having her family around the table at every Sunday Mass, all right? So that unity. But mothers are also very protective. I went to the Boundary Waters a couple different times, and I wanted to see a bear. And I got to see a little black bear right on the trail, and he bounded off when we were portaging. It was great. But they told me, they said, you're fine. They'll be scared of you unless it's a mother with her cubs. If you see a mama bear with her cubs, back away and get out of there. Because that's when she's afraid, and she'll attack to protect her cubs, right? And so my friend, he coined this phrase, mama bear. And what he meant by it was, anytime someone threatens your kids, and mama bear comes out, right? When someone threatens those people around that table, and I've seen this, it's very impressive, the protective instinct of a mother, right? It's there. Well, sometimes mama bear can come out in church too, can't she? Right? I remember hearing the stories when I first arrived here of the whole time before the tornado and the building of the church. And they talked about how St. Mary's and St. Peter's were combined, and they had closed St. Mary's and gone to St. Peter's. And it didn't go well. I can't imagine being the priest there at that time. They said they were actually sitting on opposite sides of the aisle. I was like, oh my goodness, that would be horrible. I wouldn't know what to say, you know? And then the joke is that God sent the tornado to take care of it all and make everybody start all over and just build a new place. And I don't think God really sent the tornado, by the way. But there definitely was this sense of coming together, of becoming unified in that time, also as a community, right? But now we're 20 years, some years later, and the church has kept growing and has kept changing. And it's easy for Mama Bear to kind of creep back in, right? When I came here, Father Denny had just been here a year, and I'm so grateful to him. In that year, he did so much to bring unity again to our church. And I'm so proud of what we've done and how we've grown, even just in the last few years. Him and I talked a lot. He was so good bringing me into becoming pastor here, still being pretty young and things, you know? And we talked a lot about unity. You know, the fact is, there are so many parts going on in our parish at the same time. First of all, in our area for the community, we have both Nicollet and St. Peter. And we talked about how do we bring greater unity to our area faith community there. Here at St. Peter, we've got J.I. School, our staff and our families. And we've got that group. And then we've got a group that is more concerned about the church, the roof and the parking lot, and maybe less so about the school. And then we've got the Life Teen and the Edge group, the Summit and the Roots and the Sunday School and the Vacation Bible School group. We've got the generation who built this church group. And we've got those who've been born and have grown up since that time, as well as all those who have moved in and made their home since that time. We've got the older group. We've got the younger group. We've got youth who are growing up with an experience of church and the world that is very different from the ones we grew up with group. There's so many different groups in our church. We've got the Catholic Daughters group. We've got the Knights of Columbus group. We've got the JI Parents Committee group. We've got those who take care of the church group, the environment group, the sacristan group, the ministers group, the ushers group, the music group. We've got the coffee and donuts group. We've got the funeral lunch committee group. We've got the social concerns community outreach group. I could keep going. And so much potential. So much potential here. And so much good work. But there's also a lot of opportunity for Mama Bear to come out in all of that. Whenever we get territorial, it becomes a power struggle between groups, right? And I've seen that happens at times too. Here's the thing. Mother Church wants all her children around the table. All of them. And that's where the second word, charity, comes in. What's charity? Charity is not simply the love that you find in the world. Charity means God's particular way of loving, caritas. It's God's love for us. When we come around here and we celebrate here at this altar, at this table, what are we celebrating? That's what we're celebrating. It's that love. That's the love that unites us. I want you to think about that love for a moment. Jesus, who loved us to the end, when his friends all left him in the garden, Jesus loved. When they beat him and put a crown of thorns on his head and mocked him and said bad things, Jesus only loved. When they gave him his cross and he was so weak he couldn't even carry it, Simon had to help him, Jesus loved. When they stripped him naked and they spat at him and they blasphemed him to his face and they hung him and nailed him, Jesus loved. Jesus died and gave his life in that love. And all the while, what was happening to him was actually what should have been happening to us. St. Paul says that it was when we had become his enemies because of our sins that he died for us. We had made ourselves enemies of God because of our sins. And that's the moment that he loved us to the end. That's the love that takes us who had been separated from God and unites us back together again. You see, there's a power in this love. This kind of love has a power to go beyond any kinds of groups or boundaries or anything and to bring them together. Because there's no divisions if I've made my enemies my friends. That's why Jesus tells us today, this is how you love. Love one another as I have loved you. That's charity. Makes our gospel so powerful. Therefore, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. Rather, love your enemies and do good to them and expect nothing back. And you will have your reward. That's hard. It's hard to love like that. I struggle to love like that. Maybe today's a chance even to just stop and to think, who is there right here in this church? Maybe that I struggle to love like that. Who is there in your family or in your community that you struggle to love like that? And ask Jesus for the grace we receive here at this altar. Stop judging, you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, give, and gifts will be given to you and poured out to you. For then you will become children of the Most High, to God who is kind to both the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Because that, my brothers and sisters, that's who we are. We're the church. We are children of God. We are his family. And so we need to love as he loves. Unity and charity. I thank the Catholic Daughters for their motto today. Maybe you didn't even know how much it meant, the depth of the meaning of those words. This happens every time we come here and Mother Church gathers us around her table. And that love is poured out. And we receive it so that we can live it. So I want to finish by turning to Mary, asking Mary, who is your patron, to teach us this love. Because Mary became our mother at the cross. At the moment that our sins, that we had become enemies of God, and were killing her son, Jesus gave her to us as our mother. And Mary received us. She took us as her children at that very moment. Can you imagine that? And so Mary, we ask you today, teach us to love like that, Mary. Teach us to love with the very love of your son. Unite us with his heart and with your heart today. Give us the grace of unity and charity. Amen.